about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very busy week this week. I guess it's Medicare open enrollment. I know some of you were groaning, going, oh, man, do I really have to go through this? Look, we don't have anything else right now besides Medicare. No other opt-out or other possibility that you guys could take advantage of. So, I mean, you know, if you need to make your changes or do what you need to, I mean, go ahead and do it. Don't wait. Don't wait for healthcare to change, you know, before you make a decision on what you want to do with your Medicare. You know, it's interesting. I was just going to say in my mind, and I speak very quickly, so I think even quicker than this. I was just going to say, if there's going to be any changes, right, on reform in terms of how Medicare is going to improve, et cetera, it's going to be slow. You know, it's going to take years. I was just going to say that, you know, and I was going to say, look, then don't, you know, blow off open enrollment. I mean, get, you know, do what you need to do. Okay. You know, get your business done. Do what you need to with your different plans. And we'll go over what, you know, open enrollment and what that means, et cetera, after the next segment. But I was going to say, you know, for those of us that are hoping Medicare improves, you know, I mean, it's going to take a long time. Same thing with healthcare reform. It's going to take a long time. But isn't it ironic? To me, I find it so ironic that messing up Medicare or messing up healthcare happened so quickly, right? Didn't it? You know, after Obamacare, I have never seen such changes to healthcare happen so rapidly. And I know some of you are like, oh, no, you know, here she goes. She starts out the show again with Obamacare again. I mean, here's the problem. Okay, this is an election year. We got 22 days till the election? Where are we now? I mean, this is on a lot of your minds. And don't worry, we'll still answer your cholesterol questions and your foot pain questions and neck and back. And I got some medical news to talk about. But the biggest thing you guys keep asking me is, what am I looking forward to? What are we not looking forward to? Is Obamacare really all that bad? Who benefits? Who doesn't? I mean, this is huge, right? You know, Medicare, Medicaid, because yes, getting your medical questions answered is important, but also, you know, many of you need to know how to navigate through the healthcare system. And I have to be really honest, as a doctor and as a business owner and as a consumer of health insurance and as a radio host, I have never seen such changes to healthcare happen so quickly and precipitously. Yet, for things to improve, it's going to go slow. Right? Healthcare is supposed to be very gradual. Getting everybody covered is gradual, et cetera. But what happened quickly? Prices skyrocketed. I mean, just skyrocketed. Doctors stopped taking Medicare quickly. I mean, I've known doctors to slowly stop taking Medicare, you know, one by one. I have never seen such drastic, acute losses such as this. And I just find it so ironic that when things go bad, it happens quickly. When things go good, it happens slowly. Right? Look at the housing market. Housing market, I mean, you know, it went up, it boomed, but it took a while to boom. Then, all of a sudden, when everything dropped, it dropped quickly. So when bad things happen, it happens quickly. When good things happen, or when reform happens, it happens slowly. I just find that ironic. I do. I'm sorry. Isn't it ironic? I haven't sung to you guys in a while. Don't start now. What do you mean don't start now? I like it when I get to sing. Oh, it's funny. You know, I was in LA, and then we had to run to New York, and we got a rental car from Hertz. And I haven't seen Hertz in the news too much. I mean, I used to work for Budget Rent-A-Car, and I used to, you know, I mean, there's Dollar Rent-A-Car, and I'm like, why don't you guys, like, you know, have a jingle like, don't tell me 'cause it hurts. You see, that's, you know, right? Or Hurts so good. And the people up front were like, nah, doesn't fly. I do have to tell you, though, I had a good traveling experience for part of the trip. And I tell you why. I don't know if many of you guys live in cities where your Newport or where your airport becomes new, but I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they have this terminal they've been building for a while, which, by the way, saved, luckily, hundreds of jobs in this city. I mean, we didn't build hardly anything during the recession, so an extra terminal to our airport was definitely a plus in this horrible economy. And I got to tell you, there were no lines. You know, we had to do a red eye leaving Friday night out to New York. So we go to the JetBlue hangar or whatever, where is, you know, in the new terminal. And I mean, all you see is tile and it's clean. I mean, you could roller skate. It was huge. And so I go up to the counter and the people up there at the counter, so they're giggling, you know, joking. I go, oh my gosh, this is like wide open. I mean, the pat down, I didn't care about getting a pat down because, I mean, there was no lines. You know, and it was just so nice. The problem is I was flying back on JetBlue yesterday and there was no video. I don't know if any of you fly JetBlue. With JetBlue, they give you a TV and you get to watch cable. So I could watch a History Channel, I could watch A&E, but I really want to watch some football. We had the Dallas game going on and boy, that was a close one. And then of course the New York Giants game I wanted to see and that was a blowout, of course, but wasn't expecting anything with that one. But the Dallas game, I was, you know, I like the Cowboys. I like the Redskins too. So I know that's kind of a, you know, kind of a dichotomy there. But my TV was really fuzzy. And I don't want to, you know, criticize JetBlue, but they don't have the friendliest flight attendants. You know, and all they could say is sorry. And I go, sorry, I have a 5-hour flight. I paid for upgraded seats. I want to watch my football. Hey, well, you could go to one of the seats and back. No, because that wasn't upgraded. I got one of those upgraded ones, so I had room for the kids. So it was kind of frustrating because all you guys have been talking about the games all morning, and I had to watch it in fuzz. So I'm a little upset. But other than that, I had a great great weekend. It was my father-in-law's 70th birthday, so it was good. I got along. I did good. I was a very good daughter-in-law. I was really, really good. Everybody's pretty proud of me. Okay, so when we get back, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, they think they could use Botox on neck and back pain. Some of you have been asking questions that we haven't been able to play on air because when you drive, some of the quality of the sound hasn't come through. But you bring up some great questions, like one of you on the Morton's Neuroma and foot pain. So we're definitely going to talk about that. We're going to talk about coffee. Drinking 6 cups of coffee a day can actually decrease cancer of the womb. Right? No, we don't want you to, you know, soak coffee in a tampon. It doesn't work that way. You got to drink it. I don't know how anybody could drink 6 cups a day, though. So I don't know if I like that one. But a lot of good stuff. So get your wombs in gear. And men, get in gear. A lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you have asked me, I don't really get this whole A, B, C, and D part of Medicare. You guys know what it means in terms of skin, because I've taught you all about moles and the A, B, C, D, E of moles, and that's very good, because that's going to be on a future pop quiz, and I'm sure many of you will pass. But a lot of you don't really get this whole A, B, C, D part to Medicare. And open enrollment, which starts today, and I believe actually open enrollment starts today and goes all the way to December 7th, allows you, if you do have a current Medicare plan, to switch, like shopping cart lines, if you want, to, shift either a plan that has maybe different copay, coinsurance, deductible rules, medication type benefits, and so it's nice that they give enrollment. I mean, I wish, you know, you weren't just stuck, you know, with your plan for most of the year, and you know, you have to wait for enrollment to do that. It'd be nice for you to switch whenever you need, but of course they don't want that to happen, because if just like the whole pre-existing condition clause with Obamacare, if you wait until you need something to switch, it ends up costing more money for the insurer. So they make you kind of put up with things as long as you can until open enrollment comes. So basically the four parts to Medicare, you got Medicare Part A, that basically deals with your hospital coverage. All right? Your Medicare Part B is your medical coverage, going to the doctor, etc. Medicare Part C, which is Medicare Advantage, used to be known as like Get Medicare Choice or a variety of things. That's basically where you can get all your healthcare services through a provider organization. These plans, they kind of help lower your costs because there's a little bit of competition between whether it's Medicare Advantage through one company or another. And you have to, of course, already be enrolled in Part A and Part B to enroll in Part C. But many of you have these parts, but you don't have prescription drug coverage. That's Part D. Now, am I the only one that thinks this is all kind of stupid? I mean, if you have Medicare, shouldn't it already include the drugs? I mean, how many seniors, right, when you've been working your whole lives and putting money into the system, okay, want to get your Medicare and say, no, but don't cover prescriptions? I mean, I still don't really get why there's all these other parts. Don't you think it would be really simple if you only had just one form of Medicare? But I get it. It's a way for them to streamline. I get it. So Part D basically is your prescription drug coverage. It's voluntary. You don't have to have Part D. Most people like it, right? Part B, you're usually automatically enrolled. Part D, you actually have to opt in and ask. So for those of you that signed up for Medicare, realize that your prescription drugs weren't covered, then you are stuck, of course, until open enrollment. I strongly urge you that if you're right now 63 years old or 64, okay, and getting close to that time, really learn what's out there and find out what you want. Okay, I mean, I don't even know what plan I want. I don't know what I'm going to need. Now, from what I do understand, there are some changes that will help seniors. Okay, I know many of you dislike some of the healthcare reform changes, and there are a lot of things that are going to happen to seniors with Medicare, and we've already discussed some of the negative. But some of the positive is it looks like you are going to have maybe a little bit more room in terms of knowing how bad your plan is. For example, they say beginning this year, beneficiaries of chronically poor performing plans will be notified by mail that there are better options. So I guess you're going to be told if your plan stinks if you have Medicare. I'm dying to see how that turns out. And by the way, if one of you guys gets a letter, can you please call in and read me the letter? I would love to see that. Also, Medicare will now cover depression screening. Screening doesn't mean medication costs are cheaper, but screenings for depression, obesity, sexually transmitted diseases, and alcohol misuse. Now, some of you younger folk have been calling me and going, really? We're paying for Medicare to cover STDs? Listen, sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise. The quickest, the fastest growing group, age group having STDs, gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, herpes, are your seniors. They're having sex. They're younger. You know, seniors are younger now, right? Still look sexy, like Mitt Romney. I'm sure Mitt Romney still has sex, right? Not that we want to think about that right now. But older people, they're having sex, right? We got Viagra. We have Cialis. We have Levitra, allowing them, you know, to now re-engage when they once used to not be able to, once they got to their 50s and 60s. So I think STD screening is extremely important. So I'm happy about that. I think screenings for depression, obesity, etc. But, you know, some of you have asked, well, Dahlia, what, they didn't cover it before? Well, I guess whenever you coded a V code, a screening or preventative code, no, insurance wouldn't cover it. Yet we doctors still did it. Okay, you know, just because we didn't get paid, it doesn't mean we didn't check. You know, if I had a lady come in saying, Dahlia, it kind of burns when I pee. Yes, I would run a urine test, but I would also ask, look, have you been having any intercourse without protection? Because gonorrhea and chlamydia, as many of you men know, sting. It stings when you urinate. So we've already been screening, you know, with depression and insomnia and obesity. We've already been doing it. Now it's nice because Medicare may pay you. But, of course, you don't get the codes right. That's a whole nother story. From what we understand, there are supposed to be more discounts to cover the donut hole gap. You know, the donut hole is the coverage gap between when you run out of prescription drug benefits, and then until it kicks in the next year, you have this donut hole where basically you have to pay for your own prescriptions. And many of you had fallen into the donut hole where if you were taking 5-6 medications, your basically allotment for prescription drugs, you know, a lot of times were used up by the summer, you know, way before the next year. So, you know, there's supposed to be some sort of generics that or some sort sort of, generics. You're going to have to switch to generics. There's going to be some sort of discounts. Of course, brand names are going to be discouraged. And many of you have already been asking me and asking your doctors to switch you over to the discounted generic prescriptions. And I don't mind that. I think it's the way to go. You know, if you guys are on some brand name fancy schmancy high blood pressure medicines and you guys could get away with the generic medications, and we talked about these and I have no problem, you know, bringing it back up, revisiting it if we have to. Yeah, I mean, you might as well, because again, Medicare is only going to cover so much. You still have to pay for things out of pocket. My only problem is this big exodus away from brand name drugs can hurt the pharmaceutical industry in a way that will turn around and bite us in the butts. We're already seeing this. These pharmaceutical companies, even though I think, yes, many of them overcharge and have taken advantage of consumer for years, are still the forefront of much of the research that we have in terms of drugs and illnesses. And if they're not making money on the back end, not going to be a lot of R&D on the front end. And I'm a little nervous about how this is going to go. As Obamacare unfolds and changes to Medicare happens and the big push towards moving towards generics, when pharmaceutical companies, if they don't make the money that they think they need, you know, in order to try another Lipitor, to try another Viagra, to try another heart medication, it's going to eventually hurt us. So I still need that competition from the pharmaceutical industry. I still need them to be incentivized to study more. And I mean, when Lipitor came out, you do not know how happy patients and doctors were. Yes, it was expensive, and luckily they gave us samples. We got people started on samples, etc. And we had to wait years for that sucker to go generic. So I'm sure, you know, Pfizer did pretty well on the whole Lipitor thing. But we've discussed how drugs are made. You know, right now in school you learn how a bill becomes a law. We discussed how bills are made, and then how drugs are made. And in a nutshell, we are talking millions upon millions of dollars before they even possibly make it. You know, but I mean, when the FDA says, no, doesn't fly, they've lost millions of dollars at that point. And sometimes only one out of every, what was the statistic, 60 drugs make it? So you're looking at a multi-million, billion-dollar business industry that every now and then may be able to shoot out a jackpot win the lottery on their drug. But for the most part, though, we benefit from a lot of these trials. We do. You know, I mean, we learn about niacin because of one of the drug companies trying to add it to their medication. We learned a lot about fish oil because one of the drug companies was formulating it in Lavazza. You know, we've learned a lot of the statins. We've learned a lot about heart disease. We've learned a lot. And I'm not saying we learn everything from pharmaceutical companies. You know, we still have, you know, many other, research industries that are working for us. But I'm a little nervous about the consequences of this one. So, we'll see where it goes. But honestly, if you have any questions about any of the medications your doctor is switching you to, because that's what your insurance will pay for, run it by me. And I got to tell you, most of the generics, they work fine. They do. They work well. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So just in a nutshell, before we move on to other medical news, make sure you sit down with your insurance rep or your broker and really get the nitty gritty on your ABCD Medicare plan, whether which D or C plan would work for you, if at all. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
DocDali. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Can't wait to meet many of you at the Trucker Conference in Kansas City in about 10-15 days. Cannot wait. Also kind of helps the time pass before the election. I cannot wait for the election to be over. I guess we've got another debate tomorrow. It'll be interesting, right? We got the debate tomorrow night. It's going to be town hall, although I'm sure many of us predicted what we're going to see with this debate. Obama's going to be ready and going to be on fire and going to go after the 47% thing in the Bain Capital. And so what he'll probably do is whatever people ask, he's going to have his own prepared answers and then just move into that. That's actually a trick that many of us do, you know, even in the media, right? If we're being interviewed, okay, you know what you want to answer. You know what points you want to make when you have TV time or when you have radio time. So the interviewee, well, let's say, for example, okay, let's say somebody asks a question, let's say to President Obama about, the Benghazi YouTube video baloney, okay? You know, he'll probably say something like this, you know, what happened in Benghazi was a huge tragedy, but what is even more of a tragedy is that my opponent wants to only serve half of this country, and a tragedy such as that, and it'll go into that. You see, that's how they do it. That's how they do it. Dr. Dahlia, can you please explain the genetic variation of hereditary hemochromatosis with your autosomal dominant traits? I would love to discuss that, George, in terms of the genetic variation. And, you know, it just kind of reminds us of the variation we have in terms of our healthcare system. Our healthcare system is so varied. You see how they do it? I mean, it's so easy. And the thing is, you make your question, if you ever answer a question that's not really the question you're supposed to answer, borify it. Make it so boring that the listener or the interviewee or the moderator goes, oh my gosh, I just lost ratings and probably lost some advertisers when Obama or Dr. Dahlia went off on that tangent. Let's switch subjects. Now, of course, I know many of you are upset that this is a CNN moderator, so we're talking three liberals in a row. Okay, I know some of you are like, well, Jim Lehrer isn't liberal. PBS, really? Okay, there's no bias there. Okay, so this is the third time we have a non-conservative running this. Now, of course, she's going to probably let President Obama go off and astray, you know, whether the question is on, like I said, foreign policy. It'll all go back to Romney and the 47%. So just watch it. She's going to let it happen. Yet Mitt Romney, if she goes, how do you feel about, you know, what's going on with healthcare? Well, because insurance prices have gone up. Oh, wait, excuse me. What about the 47%? So I'm not really expecting a lot of neutrality, a lot of fairness tomorrow. It'll kind of be interesting. I just hope these people that are quote unquote hand picked, right, from a Gallup poll of undecided. I really don't get how they have a whole room of people who are undecided. I think many of you who claim you're undecided are, you know, saying that so nobody calls you or bugs you. I kind of don't blame you. You know, I mean, if I wasn't in radio, I'd want to kind of bury my head in the sand, get through the election, go to the polls, and move on with my life. I get it. But I am dying to see the quote-unquote group of undecided and what they look like, okay? Because how could you be undecided at this point? The election is, what, 22 days away? Get a clue. So, I mean, it should still be some good show, good TV, you know? What are you going to do? Yeah, at least Hell's Kitchen is already over, so it's not like we're going to miss that. Romney is leading. And from what I understand, Florida doing pretty well. From what I also understand, he's leading more in Florida than Obama is leading in Ohio. And with Florida's electoral votes, maybe kind of interesting. Well, there's a will, there's a way. I think I think we may be pleasantly surprised. Again, as long as we don't have all this baloney with voter ID and people. Yes, I am Dr. Dahlia. I'm here to vote. I'd like to find out how that goes. Dr. Dahlia, somebody already voted for you. Did they go by Dahlia Wax, my real name? Or did they go by Doc Dahlia or Double D? He presented himself as Double D. No. You just let somebody vote for me. Thank you. Oh, I am going to raise hell if I find out I can't vote because somebody tried to be Dr. Dahlia. Yes, they probably had to look googly-eyed, tongue sticking out of their face, and hair all messed up. Yeah, I came home from the airport. Last night I got called. They needed to do an interview on local NBC News. And I was on an airport for 5-6 hours. Obviously didn't have all my hair things, and I just saw myself this morning, how I looked last night on the interview. It was horrible. So for those of you in the local Vegas area, if you had to see my interview on Channel 3 and my hair, I apologize. Just keep in mind, I got off a flight after a very long flight. Okay. Now, many of you have been asking me about foot pain. Some of you have been asking me about Morton's neuroma. Is it a tumor of the foot? Mr. Gonzalez had called in, asked me to discuss this, and we couldn't use his call because of a sound quality. Not your fault. Sometimes it happens with the cell phone. So just really quickly, when we talk about foot pain, there's a variety of different things that cause foot pain. We've talked about plantar fasciitis, the band of tissue that connects the heel of the foot to the ball of your foot. And many of you have this because, and don't realize it, you think it's just growing old because you get up in the morning and you limp, right? I do that all the time. I limp when I get up in the morning for about a good 5-10 minutes until I stretch that fascia out and I can walk. Plantar fasciitis, we have metatarsalgia, toe pain, you have heel spurs, you have a variety of things, flat feet. There's a variety of things, arthritis, that could cause foot pains, but Morton's neuroma is pretty common. And Morton's neuroma is where you basically have extra nerve growth. You have thickening of the nerve tissue. Neuroma is an oma of the ner, so that's nerves. Oma means tumor. However, they're benign usually, okay? Like lipoma, benign tumor of the fat. Liposarcoma would be more cancerous. Whenever they stick a sarcoma, that scares you. But a lipoma, it's a tumor of fat. Neuroma, tumor of the nerves. Hemangioma, it's a benign tumor of blood vessels where they grow on top of each other like a rubber band ball. So we've talked about that. So no wonder many of you go, oh my gosh, I got a tumor in my foot because my doctor says I have an oma. And yeah, we don't like omas, but for the most part, omas are benign. And I'm sure many of you who listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show are developing a Dr. Dahlia oma. And that's fine. It's benign. All right, and cute too. Now, what happens though with these is if you have nerve thickening, I mean, if you have a ball of extra nerves and growth there, it hurts. And nerve pain, for those of you that have nerve pain because of cervical radiculopathy or degenerative disc disease and spinal stenosis, nerve pain burns. You can't really rub it to make it go away like you can with muscle pain. So this type of situation will present itself as a burning in the ball of your foot that could go to your toes. It may feel like you're stepping on a pebble. You may get tingling or numbness in your toes, just like a nerve anywhere else. The problem is this is your foot, so you can't ignore it. Now, how do you get these things? I blame high heels, okay? But a lot of men get these too, and I know some men wear high heels, but repetitive trauma to that ball of the foot, if you have been a runner, if you've done a lot of high-impact athletic activities, etc., putting pressure on that ball of the foot a lot of times could do it. I wouldn't be surprised if ballerinas get it as well. And then, of course, if you have foot deformities, you know, real bad bunions and hammer toes and flat feet, etc., could anything that could cause stress onto the nerves down there and cause one of them to start inciting and growing and neuromaizing, which is a word I just made up because I think it's pretty cool to neuromaize, you can get this. Now, what will a doctor do? Sometimes they'll inject it. You know, you can inject it with some steroids. It'll hopefully decrease the pain. You can cryogenic neuroablate it, where you basically can kill the nerve with cold temperatures. You can even just cut it, remove it, etc. So it can be treated. But if you have foot pain, definitely get it checked out, because if you blow that off, then you gain weight. You can have knee issues, hip issues, etc. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits.
With instructors,
GCN's Vincent Finelli
from USA Prepares.
Plus, the freeze-dry guy,
Jeff Olson,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Matt Stein,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Larry Pratt,
John Moore,
Lisa Bedford,
Marjorie Wildcraft,
and 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com.
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, we have an Android app. You can download the Dr. Dahlia Show for free and listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want, especially when you travel. Helps you go to sleep. Now, you know, I was at the radio conference, Talkers Magazine convention, and it was great because they put me on a panel, and I got to talk about, you know, how wonderful, you know, my show is and how wonderful I am. You know, you see, I can't put myself down. I, you know, you all know who I am, you know, but when you got a bunch of strangers in the room, right, you're trying to convince them that your show was good, you know, I'm going to put on a good show. But, you know, one thing I learned at the conference is that, and I don't know if y'all agree, is that, listeners want to see you. That I'm supposed to be doing a video stream so that you could see me. I don't know how that works when you're in the car driving, but I guess the next big thing in radio, because remember, you always want to be ahead of the curve, right? Like, look at Apple and their whole iPad, right? They came out with the iPhone, then they came out with the iPad, now they came out with the iPad minis. By the way, I'm hearing that these iPad minis are going to be at least $600-$700. I don't get the iPad mini. If you have an iPhone and you have an iPad, why are you paying for something a couple inches smaller? I don't really get that. I don't know. But anyway, I guess iPad, there's a way people buy it, fine. But you always want to be ahead of the curve. So on radio, they're saying you need to be on TV. Not so much to do a TV show. We're already working on that. But you need to be on video so your listeners can see you. Now, one of the reasons why I have a successful career in radio is because you can't see me, right? Okay? I know many of you think that my voice and therefore my being must be pretty sexy. Because I must sound like I'm 6'1", right? Blonde, blue eyes, 36, 24, 20. Maybe 22. My fear is, I mean, do I really want to, you know, let you guys see? I kind of like the idea that that's how you think I look. I know my voice, instills that type of image. I get that. But, just let me know. Because, I mean, if I have to, I'm sure one of these days my boss is going to say, set up your video stream. And let everybody, I always worry about stream. Every time I hear stream, I gotta pee. So I don't even want to hear the topic stream during my show because I only get a certain number of breaks to pee. But, if you guys want that, then I mean, we'll set it up. I mean, sometimes I bring my cats to the studio so you can see the cats throw up and, you know, do whatever they do, clean themselves on the video. But I mean, me talking, if that's something you guys want, just let me know, email us. You know, tell us on our guest book if you want a video stream of the show and we'll work on it. We'll do it. I mean, you know, customer is king. You know, we're supposed to be pleasing you all. It's not what the host wants. It's what you all want. It's just, I mean, if I got to start, you know, putting makeup on and wearing a bra, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be grumpy. I'll tell you that right now. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. It's not that I have a bra burner or, you know, for women's lib. It's just, you know, some of these bras are really uncomfortable. What we women do to look good for men is, it's brutal. I mean, it hurts. Plucking the eyebrows, waxing your upper lip, shaving your legs, derma braiding, Botoxing, push-up, brawing, spanks, and it's miserable what we have to do. And if I got to do a three-hour radio show, I'm going to hang loose. I mean, that's the other thing, too. I mean, if we do a video scream, that's fine. Stream, that's fine. But don't scream if you see me in a moo-moo, because I will probably moo-moo eyes the day. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So Botox, speaking of Botox. Botox now, they believe, can also be used to soothe chronic neck and shoulder muscle pain. This was a study done by Robert Duarte from the Pain Center at the Cushing Neuroscience Institute. They found that it cushions the pain. No. They say that this type of pain, which obviously makes sense because, you know, Botox, remember, Botox comes from botulism. And, you know, botulism affects the nerves. It causes a variety of nervous type of sequelae when somebody accidentally imbibes or ingests the spores that contain botulism with the toxin. So, you know, we've been using Botox for headaches. We've been using it for dystonia. We've been using it for a variety of different conditions. So it makes sense. So what they did is they took 118 patients with pain lasting more than 2 months who had tried other types of pain medications, and they gave them Botox, botulinum toxin type A, or placebo. Those who received the Botox had much greater reduction of pain in their chronic neck and shoulders than those who received the placebo. All right, well, what does that mean? That means placebo did nothing and the Botox worked. The patients, they say, who received the Botox also had less headaches. Their headaches were less severe, and this is going to be now presented at the annual meeting of the American Society of Anesthesiologists. Oh, the anesthesiologist. I mean, anesthesiologists are cool, but they fall asleep a lot. Remember, all their, you know, their patients are always asleep. How do they get stimulated to wake up? All right, so researchers said their findings suggest that Botox may be an option for people with chronic neck and shoulder pain called myofascial pain syndrome. Some of you guys say that. I go, I got a syndrome. I go, what's your syndrome? It's myofascial pain syndrome. Myo is muscle. Fascial is the fascia lining the muscles. When that hurts, you get myofascial pain. It's muscle pain, aching, burning, you know, need to stretch, never really comfortable. A lot of us have myofascial pain syndrome. And usually you guys get it treated with anti-inflammatory drugs, steroids, muscle relaxants, physical therapy, chiropractic, ordering chiropractic treatment for that. And then a lot of times we were doing trigger point injections. We talked about trigger point injections a lot on the show, where the muscle band is kind of like a domino effect, where if you have an epicenter of pain in the muscle, we shoot that trigger point, that epicenter of that muscle with some steroid and lidocaine and marcaine, a longer-acting anesthetic, and we inject it such that hopefully the whole muscle relaxes. But, I mean, you can only get so much injections. So now they're saying that Botox could be used as well. We also use Botox for bladder leakage and urinary incontinence, etc. So, I mean, that'll be nice. It'll be expensive. I mean, they're going to have to grow a lot of that sucker, but it'll be interesting. Now, they say coffee, drinking coffee instead of water can restore normal bowel function more quickly after people had surgery on their colon. You know, many of us, we have to have our colons, part of our colons removed if we're shot or colon cancer or colitis, etc. And they said if we start you drinking coffee earlier, you'll be able to recover quicker. Now, many of you use coffee. You've written me and you've told me that you use coffee to help you poop in the morning. Why? Well, the caffeine is a stimulant. And many of us think stimulants will prevent us from pooping because of the flight or fright, sympathetic type nervous system getting in the way. But for many of us, chocolate, caffeine, coffee actually helps us poop. So I found that kind of very interesting, where those who drank coffee versus those who drank water, those that drank coffee were able to have their first bowel movement sooner. Do you guys want to know how long it took for these people to get their first bowel movement? Oh, this is exciting. Coffee drinkers took slightly more than 60 hours to have their first bowel movement after surgery. Water drinkers took 74 hours. Now, I know some of you are like, really, we got to listen to who and when they have their bowel movement. Listen, when you get part of your colon removed, trust me, you cannot wait. You are praying for your first bowel movement because you want to make sure that everything attached, you know, like a railroad. So, yeah, extremely important. Now, for those of us with wombs, 6 cups of coffee cuts risk of womb cancer and prostate cancer. Womb cancer, of course, is endometrial cancer. And they say men who drink 6 cups of coffee a day can decrease their risk of prostate cancer. I don't know how you get 6 cups of coffee a day. I can't even get in one. I don't like the taste. And, I mean, the caffeine. What about the caffeine? I don't know. But they actually say even decaf will work. They say decaf will work as well. That's kind of interesting. Also, we know that coffee drinkers can lower their diabetes, their colon cancer risk, even Parkinson's, and they're even now saying gallstones, that coffee could reduce your risk of gallstones. Now, the research team came from Harvard. They looked at the drinking habits of men and women, and they found that, like I said, decreased endometrial cancer, prostate cancer. Well, you know, not prostate cancer in the women, but in the men. Even though women can have prostate cancer, but that's a whole other subject we'll talk about. Boy, that's a lot of information. I really crammed that in. Don't go away. We've got another couple hours left if you could join us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.